This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
And good morning, everyone. As we welcome you inside Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan, Bob Pompiani here behind the microphone. Billy Steinbach, the third, a.k.a. Pomp Jr., sitting behind the glass. You call, he'll answer, he'll put you in touch with me, and we'll talk. It's 412-928-9370. That is also the number of the Edgar Snyder & Associates fan text line. Edgar Snyder & Associates reminds you to text responsibly. And on Twitter, you can follow the show at 93.7 The Fan, driven by Shorkey Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram with locations in North Huntington and the North Hills. A big thank you to our sponsors, as I always do. I'd like to thank Allegheny Health Network for all their support. AHN, Allegheny Health Network. PNC Bank, make today the day. Number One Cochran, go one better and drive in style with Number One Cochran. And protected by Shenderovich, Shenderovich and Fishman. Those guys got your back, not your wallet. 412-928-9370. I want to talk hockey. And I want those of you out there to talk hockey with me. So let's talk hockey, shall we? There's a lot going on, you know. And the Pittsburgh Penguins are doing a phenomenal job, given all of the adversity that they have gone through. They are a team right now that is right behind Washington, even though they lost the other day at Tampa. And people tend to overreact to those kinds of losses. It's a good team that's playing very well at home. It's a loaded roster. They've underachieved in the playoffs the last couple of years, but they are ready to go farther this year. You can tell that. They have a Vezina goaltender and Andrei Vasilevsky. They've got some talent, obviously, up front. Their power play is dynamic, depth at the blue line. So it's going to be a formidable team. There's no question about that. But the Penguins are doing all of this without a lot of players throughout the course of the year. Crosby, Malkin, Rust, Dumoulin. I mean, it goes on and on and on. And you could add John Marino to the list now, which may alter Jim Rutherford's plans. We have the NHL trade deadline coming up here. That's only roughly 10 days away. Maybe a little bit more. 14 days away. Whatever, the 24th. So, I wonder what he's going to do, and I'd like to hear your take on what they should do. Do you think they need another guy up top, a top six guy? Do you think they need more defense in light of what happened to John Marino, or do you think they should stand pat and just go with what they have? They also have an interesting dynamic playing out a goaltender, because Matt Murray played the other night, and quite frankly, I was surprised he did. I thought he would go back to Tristan Jarry just because he played well against Tampa the last time they played in a losing effort, but he made 45 saves. But it goes to show you that Mike Sullivan has a lot of faith in Matt Murray. And in his two previous wins, they came against elite teams, Boston, Washington, and he put them up against the third elite team in Tampa. And although he gave up a couple of goals early, I think overall he played well again. So how do you handle that goaltending situation moving forward? It's very interesting. And I think at some point, somebody's going to take a hold of that, and that person's going to have to ride himself in the playoffs. It's a great situation to have. Watch Florida tonight. They gave a ton of money to Bob Roski. And like I said, Columbus must have known that Merz Likens was ready to go because they didn't have any problem letting him go. $10 million a year, which is absurd. He got yanked the other night as the Golden Knights of Vegas put 7 goals on him in a 7-2 loss by the Panthers. But they get Alexander Barkov back tonight, do the Florida Panthers. That won't be an easy game for the Penguins because Florida's a team up and coming, I think, as well. 412-928-9370. Let's go to George in Manassas, who wants to talk some hockey. What's up, George? How are you?
Good morning, Bob. I'm good.
Good.
I was going to talk about the goalie situation, like you said. At what point, because there's going to be a point when closer to the playoffs that he's going to have to go with one guy, because you can't obviously alternate in the playoffs. But like you said, I think it's, you know, it's going to be Murray, but do you still go with the guy that's hotter? If Murray's towards the end of the season, it isn't as good, then do you go the other way? Do you go with a hot hand, or you just go with the guy who do you think? It's kind of a weird question to put, but how do you decide if one guy's hot? You know what I'm saying?
I think, George, it's hard to make that determination right now. I think, you know, by playing him against Boston, Washington, and Tampa, I think that shows you what Mike Sullivan thinks of Matt Murray. So I think as he's looking at this right now, and listen, he's won two cups. He's done a lot of good things. He's a big game kind of player. He gives up, you know, slow starts sometimes, but boy, it shows you a lot about his character when he can fight back and not give up anything else, like we saw against the Boston Bruins. You know, he was down 3-0 in that game. He didn't give up another goal the rest of the way. And that was the day where the the mock cheers came out. But I think ultimately at the end, he's just going to know that he has two good goaltenders, which is why I would never trade one of them right now. I know some people believe that because they're both restricted, because Murray may want a whole bunch of money eventually, they're going to trade one. There's time for that, but it's not now. Would you agree?
Exactly.
I'd stay with him.
Yeah.
Who he decides ultimately will depend on how it goes down the stretch. But I think it's a nice situation to have, and there are a lot of teams in the NHL are envious of it.
Yeah, it's similar when Fleury was still here, because, you know, you had two top goaltenders. And then one more quick thing about the Penguins, too, is, and I've seen this in years past, when they struggle on the power play, it always seems like they're trying to make the perfect pass. And, you know, just, I mean, I know you can't shoot every time you get it because guys block shots, but it just seems like they're playing around with it and just trying to find the perfect pass and the perfect extra pass where, you know, shoot, get a rebound, whatever.
I think that was in full display the other day, George, on the 5-on-3 for 94 seconds. They had too many opportunities to fire the puck, and they just, you know, I think they get tempted in a game featuring a bunch of skilled players, especially like Tampa, that they just want to put on a show. And, you know, at some point, put the puck on the net. You got two guys on the ice more than the other team, and go to work. I don't understand why. And listen, their power play has been an enigma to me. They were 0-for-11 in their last two games. They got away with it in Washington when they went 0-for-6. They did not get away with it in this game, and it cost them the game.
Yep. Okay, one more thing, quick thing, too. Go Phil Mickelson. I'm glad to see him up there in the leaderboard.
Yeah, he's doing well. The lefty's still, you know, he's up there in age, but he's got that crafty veteran approach that a lot of these golfers develop as they get older. Thanks, George. Appreciate the call at 412-928-9370. Out to Eddie in the car. What's up, Eddie? How are you?
Hey, Bob. How are you today?
We're good. What's going on, Ed?
I was hoping that Brandon Saad might still be on the radar if he's still available. I love his game, his intensity, and his motor never ends. And I think he'd be a great replacement for Gensel's injury.
All right. So let's assume. I'm sure he's still. He does cost a lot. He's $6 million. He has Stanley Cup championship experience with the Blackhawks. He still has some game left, even though he's up there. But what would it take to get him, in your estimation? What would the Penguins have to give up?
I mean, as far as the goaltender situation, I'm not a fan of getting rid of either one of those guys, but that's certainly an option. But I know I'm in the minority here, but Chris Letang drives me absolutely crazy when he takes some of his, you know, risk, very unnecessary risk, and as far as I'm concerned, there is no excuse not to score in the fire on a 5-on-3 in the power play with 90 seconds.
No, I mean, that's, you have to do it, especially in a game like that. Thank you, Eddie, for the call. My question is what you'd give up to get him. Now, it may not be, you know, they have a number one pick. It's a deep draft. I think they want to keep that. I do. But I also think that they want to win now. Jim Rutherford has made no qualms about that. This team is put together for now. So if now is the ultimate end game, they have some players down, you know, especially the one that sticks out is Samuel Poulin, the last year's draft pick. I think he was 21st overall. He's lighting up the big Q League down there. A lot of teams light it up, but he's lighting it up bigger than most. Got a lot of points. And I think it would be hard to trade a guy like that because I do like what I see, at least from video that I've watched. And everyone has great reports on him. He's a young guy who could be here. Maybe not next year, but year after, maybe next year for all I know. I don't know. If you're going to try to win now, and if your aim is to get Brandon Saad, or if your aim is to get Chris Kreider, or if your aim is to get Zucker from Minnesota, whoever you're trying to get, you may have to part with somebody like that, or this year's number one pick, or more. The question is, are you ready to do that? Tim in the North Hills joins us right now on the Bob Pompeiani Show. What's up, Tim?
It's always a pleasure to talk to you, man.
Thank you.
I think Rutherford's made it clear he can't afford both goaltenders moving forward. I think most people in Pittsburgh have their idea who they prefer to have. You know, the thing that speaks against Jarry is, you know, he doesn't have playoff experience. The thing that speaks against Murray is he's going to be much more expensive, and he makes me crazy with the bad goals that he gives up. You know, and I'm just hoping they're playing him to increase his trade value, because one of those two guys has got to go. I don't know that if you want to make a big splash at the trade deadline and you need to trade something of value, you may have to give up one of those guys. Not every team has two number one goalies.
Then all of a sudden you wouldn't be one of them either. You'd have only one, and then if there's an injury comes along, it could really derail your chances, don't you think?
Well, sure, but that's the same with any team. I mean,
are you willing to take that chance? You're willing to just say, all right, I'll give up a goalie.
I think you have to deal from what your strength is. And
how about defense?
You know, obviously, I don't think they have strength on defense. As a matter of fact, I think it's their team defense that puts them in the top seven in the league. Their defensemen, I think you have one number one, you have one number two, and you have a bunch of number three and four defensemen on that team. They don't have the big physical presence. They don't have that, that big stay-at-home tough defenseman that, you know, doesn't seem to get hurt, that, you know, logs a lot of minutes in the playoffs. And I agree with the last guy. You know, Chris Letang drives me crazy. You remember a year ago we were talking about Letang, Malkin, and Kessel. One of them's got to go. And I think Rutherford was smart. He got rid of the right guy. He got rid of Kessel. You see, he's not doing anything. But getting rid of Kessel settled down Malkin's game. That irresponsible game that Malkin played last year had a lot to do with, you know, Kessel being on the ice. They were two irresponsible guys. But Letang's the one.
So Jim, I'm up against it. I just want to get you. So you're telling me you'd trade Chris Letang right now? That's your take on him? If you got the right thing.
What I'm saying is, if I needed to make a trade to make a big splash to get, you know, like the John Cullen trade, Zarly Zalapsky trade of the past, Murray and Letang would be on my short list of guys to get rid of if I was in a position to really enhance my team. You've got to give up something to get something.
I get it, and I appreciate your call, Tim. Thank you. But I disagree with that. Because I am going strength and goal, and I'm also going Chris Letang logs 27 minutes. And, yes, I agree 100% that he pinches too much. You have to know when to pinch. You also know if there's a forward back there to back you up in case you pinch and lose, like he did the other night in Tampa Bay. It sprung a 4-on-1, essentially, and that led to a goal. And you know, Cirelli made a great shot. I get you that. I don't think Murray played it as hard as he could have or come out and challenge, but, you know, you leave yourself in a precarious position when you do that. But those are his shortcomings. I get it. I love a lot of what Chris Letang does, and I don't think he's going to be traded. I don't think a goalie's going to be traded. I think if they're going to make a deal, it's going to be very similar to when they traded Kasperi Kapanen, who was a big top prospect, and they got Kessel as part of that because they had to give up a guy who was in their system, former number one pick. It could very well be Sam Poulin. It could very well be somebody down there the teams like that they like. As long as they believe they're going to get something in return that can help them, and I'm still believing it's going to be a top six kind of guy. 412-928-9370. Keep on talking hockey here. I'd like to hear what you have to say about the Penguins. We got the trade deadline coming up, so let me know. In the meantime, I want to remind you, when you want to cash in, you got to check out PNC Bank, committed to all those who are rooting for the home team. The PNC Virtual Wallet is something you will love. Trust me, you're going to get a breakdown of your budget and see how much is dedicated and scheduled out for bills versus how much is left to spend. So you're going to know when it's time to buy tickets for the big game. Save up for it. Do it the right way at PNC Virtual Wallet. To learn more, visit pnc.com/virtualwallet. PNC Bank, make today the day. Virtual Wallet is a registered trademark of the PNC Financial Services Group, Incorporated, 2020. The PNC Financial Services Group, Inc., all rights reserved. PNC Bank, National Association member, FDIC. All right, welcome back. We continue right here. Bob Pompeiani behind the microphone, and Billy Steinbach III is taking your calls at 412-928-9370. Once again, thank you to Allegheny Health Network, PNC Bank, number one Cochrane, Shendorovich, Shendorovich, and Fishman, and in part Ireland Contracting. Visit IrelandContracting.com. All sponsors of my program, and I sincerely appreciate that. Also want to remind you about one of the biggest food and drink tasting events in the region. It's called Eat Drink Pittsburgh, presented by Heffron Tillotson. It's Thursday, February 20th, 6 to 9 at the Rivers Casino. Food samples from the best restaurants all over the burg, and featuring Sauced. A cooking competition between all four of our stations taking place on the Del Grosso Foods cooking stage. Sauced. Do you have to be sauced to be in Sauced, or are you just saucing the sauce? Beer, wine, liquor samples from all over Pittsburgh and beyond. The Pittsburgh Brewing Photo Booth. Visit 937thefan.com for more details. Ticketing information, gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Back to the lines we go. We're talking hockey, and I'm curious about your goaltending situation. What do you think? And also about what you think Jim Rutherford may or may not do at the trade deadline, which is coming up on the 24th of this month. But before I do that, some tweets. You can tweet me up at KD Pomp. Game Day says, time to start Jari again. 2.15 goals against and 17 wins. Murray, 2.85 goals against and 16 wins. I'd be more interested in save percentage, which, again, is in Jari's favor. Which is why I don't think Mike Sullivan is going to give up on him, which is why I think he'll start tonight in Florida. Michael Kloss on Twitter, at KD Pomp, he says, Saad is 27, 20-goal scorer, makes too much to give up Poulin, first-round pick maybe. All right, so Michael says give up a first-round pick to get somebody like Saad. What do you say at 412-928-9370? Let's go to Finleyville. We got Steve on the line. Hello, Steve, how are you?
Good day, Mr. Pompiani.
What's going on?
Not much. It's a big Saturday here in Pittsburgh, man. You know, we're talking hockey now. You get the two college basketball teams. Well, three, actually. My guys are out by the airport, but that's all right. We'll talk about them at another time, Bob. The Penguins, the goaltending, believe me, man, I think we all know who our coach is, who he would probably go to, and it's obviously Murray for the proof that he's done in the past. But, yeah, I think that's yet to be seen. We'll see. Sure, he's favoring him right now, maybe starting him right out of the All-Star break. But, man, there's a lot of time. There's a lot of time left in this season, and I think that'll work its way out. In the end, I think it's going to be Murray, but that doesn't mean – that's just my opinion from afar, Bob.
Yeah, Steve, now, I think it will work its way out, and I also think it depends on who the competition may be in a series, because Murray cannot handle the puck like Jari does. I think that is something
no doubt.
If you want to help your defense, you got a guy who can do that. It saves you the pounding that a good forechecking team might put on your defenseman. And
you're
we've seen injuries result from that because they're getting pounded on behind the net. I don't know. Both have good attributes. I like both. I think he's going to go. I think he'll go with Jari tonight. I really do. If he doesn't, that tells you a lot about where he is right now. But I don't know why. You know, Jari has not played as well as he did early, but it was going to be impossible for him to match those numbers all season anyway. He was playing at such an amazingly high level that for him to continue on that was going to be unrealistic. So I think I would not just forget about Tristan Jari, and I don't think he will. I think he'll start him tonight.
No doubt, Bob. I agree with you. I think tonight, I think Jari will get to start tonight. And hey, if Jari starts matching, what's that, Elvis over in the West, over West in Columbus there, like he's doing, you know, that guy's playing incredible right now, too. So we can't just throw games. And the Penguins don't do that. They don't just, they play bad sometimes, but this is a pretty good team. Sullivan's done a really good job. But, Bob, what I want to ask you, I don't know if you get time to answer it or not. I was talking to Mr. Steinbach off the air. Chris Letang's contract ends in, what, 2021 at the end of that season, correct?
I'm not sure exactly, but it's not this year for sure. He has time left after this year.
Okay, so there's still a bit of value on this contract. At the end of the year, with the way their defensemen and the way they just keep bringing up guys and trading for guys like they did with Marino at the beginning of the year, What do you think? Well, how much do you think that life is left here in Pittsburgh for 58?
Well,
because at some point, Bob, here, and I'll let you finish it off. You know, you're going to have to knock off some price somewhere to, because you're not trading Malkin and Crosby. Go ahead, Bob. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve. I'm glad you allowed me to talk on your show. No, I appreciate the call, Steve. Thank you. I think, if I'm going to sit here, I won't guarantee that Chris Letang will end up a Penguin for the rest of his career. I don't know that I can answer that. What I do know is they're not going to trade him right now. I do think Jim Rutherford is smart enough to know and listen to every offer he gets. You'd be crazy not to. And if something comes along that really blows you away that you would never expect, you have to listen. You may have to do it. But I want Chris Letang right now. I do. I want him to be part of a team that I think can compete. Without him, I think there's a major void on the blue line. And yes, I know a lot of people out there have things about him they don't like. I understand it. But he is a player who occupies so much ice time. His quickness and speed help so many things. When he and Dumoulin are together, that's the best pair that they can possibly be. He's one of the top in the NHL, and Dumoulin's going to come back at some point. But I wouldn't do that trade, not now. He would not be on my radar to trade. I want to win, and I think he's a big part of it to win, if I'm the Penguins answering that question. Let's go to Jill in Pittsburgh. Hey, Jill, welcome to our Saturday program. How are you today?
Hi, Bob. Oh, so good to talk to you. It's been a while.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate you picking up the phone or whatever you're calling on.
Okay, I want to talk about a Penguins trade. Now, this has got me really thinking. I'm obsessed with this right now. And if you'll bear with me, I'll explain what I'm saying. If it was just Jay Gensel who had gone down, okay, I could see trading for a winger. Everybody's talking about it. But Cahoon's still out, Dumo's still out, and now Marino's out. So now do they need a defenseman? And what I don't understand, I mean, it just seems like there's too many holes right now to make one trade can't fix it. And, boy, I'd really hate to lose. We finally got our system built up again. I'd really hate to lose the young Poulin or Addison or Laguerre. I don't want to lose it. It's because Sid Malkin's going to be around a while, and those guys are going to be coming up, and we're still going to be good.
I realize that, but I think if you're trying to win, Joe, I think he's done this before. He's traded Kasperi Kapanen to get a Phil Kessel. He's done that. She's shown you that he's willing to give up a prospect. And since you have a number one pick this year, he may be willing to give that up. It is considered to be a deep draft. Or it's going to take somebody within their system. And I think you can't have it both ways. But to answer your question about there's still a lot of time left before April the 10th or whatever the first day of the playoffs are. So, therefore, I would expect Dumoulin to be back. I would expect John Marino to be back. I don't know this for sure, but we'll find out. I would expect all healthy or unhealthy people to be back. And I think by virtue of that, you're going to have a pretty good and deep talented roster. When you look at Dumoulin, Letang, and Schultz, and the San Marino's back, even if it'll take him till the end of the regular season, I'm not sure because I haven't heard specifics on that. You got Johnson who's playing well, Pettersson, Ricola, Chad Ruedel. There are a lot of guys.
Yes, I love this team. Loved them.
What I'm saying to you is I think there's a surplus there, although I would be tempted not to trade that. I think my thing, would I trade a number one pick or I trade somebody in their system to get what they wanted. And if that wasn't enough, then I would hope someone would take Galchenyuk. I would throw in Bukestad just as being a wonderful GM that I am. I'll give you all that. But I don't know if they'd want that. So my point is there are not that many trade options available. Goaltenders off limits for me. I'm not trading goaltenders, period. I am not going to give someone else an advantage I have right now, and maybe I have the best advantage in goal. That, to me, is where it all starts when it comes to winning playoff games.
Well, I just have Jim Rutherford outsmarts us all and knows what to do.
Well, he's a crafty old veteran, the Fox. He's not afraid. He's not afraid to gamble either. You know, as he told me once, I've been in this game long enough. I don't need to be worried about what some of these young guys are worried about, their job security, you know. So he just he does what he thinks is best to try to win right now. And I think,
okay, Bob, thanks.
All right, Joe, good to hear from you again. Thank you very much for calling at 412-928-9370. Perry Rotolo on Twitter, at KD Pomp, says, don't the Penguins need a defenseman more than a winger now that Marino is out and Dumoulin is not even skating yet? Pens can't do both without depleting the organization. Agree? Well, first of all, again, I have to know, Perry, exactly the time frame on these things. Dumoulin's thing was going to take months. We knew that. But if he's back before the end of the regular season and get some time, and if he's healthy into the playoffs, I mean, that's like acquiring a top two defenseman. So they know that. We don't know that at this point. Every move they make will be predicated on what they know heading into the playoffs. It's not going to be now. They're not going to react now to an injury to John Marino. They don't have to do that. They're firmly where they are, second place in the Metro. Yes, Columbus is coming on big. I get that. But they know what they are capable of doing. They still need what they need, and that is a top six winger, in my opinion, because Gensel's out. If Gensel wasn't out, I wouldn't worry about that, because I don't know if Brian Rust will continue to be on this crazy streak he's on. I don't know that. He may cool off. And what are other options are there in terms of point-producing wingers on this team right now? If Rust cools down, who picks up the slack? You'll get goals here and there from Hornquist. You're going to get goals here and there from Simone. But you're not. You need a sniper type. You do. And that's why Zucker, to me, is still the most likely choice. And I know Billy Guerin knows Jim Rutherford, and I know Jim Rutherford knows Billy Guerin. It may be hard to do, or maybe easier to do because of that. But I think Zucker remains their choice. He's signed. He's 28. He's fast. You want speed up front, guys who can play. I'll tell you another one. Is a guy, and I was watching last night this game because of my man Elvis. I'm now intrigued by Elvis Merzlikins from Columbus. But Andreas Anathasiou, who is a really good player with Detroit, he's also playing on a crappy team, and they need more help than just having him, or although they like him. So maybe they don't want to get rid of him. I don't know if they do or don't want to get rid of him. But I was watching him last night. He does the kinds of things that a top six guy, a guy like Crosby, would appreciate, I think, or Malkin, whoever he plays with. Real quick, let's go to Jeremy in Pittsburgh. Hey, Jeremy, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, how you doing today?
I'm good, thanks.
Hey, I don't know where I was trying to peruse it online, and with Marino going down, I'm not knowing how long he's going to be out. I don't know if it was a blogger or a conspiracy theory, but the rumor that I read, the story I read, was that there was actually going to be talks with the Penguins. It was going to be a first-round pick, Galchenyuk, Ricola, and something, and another prospect to the Rangers for Kreider and Staal. If that was a fruition, if that was true, would you pull the trigger on that trade?
All right, say it again. I heard Staal and Kreider. You know, I like both of those guys. But
yeah, so what I read was you get Staal and Kreider back, and I know Kreider's only on
an expiring contract.
It would be our first-round pick, Galchenyuk, Ricola, and another like a mid-level prospect.
No, I would want more. If I were the Rangers, I'd want a lot more than that. And I also don't think they're going to make a trade within their own division. I really don't.
Okay, like I said, I can't remember where I read it. It could have been just some conspiracy website, but it interests me because I do think they need to address defense with Marino going out and the unpredictability of how long he's going to be out. So I do think that getting an added depth defense would be a good idea at the trade deadline as well. But I appreciate the time.
It may be, you know, and thank you. It may be one of those things where he only gets a veteran guy who's been around, like a Mark Streit or a Ron Hainsey or somebody like that. Somebody to come in who has experience, veteran. He may and give up nothing to get him. I don't know. But it's very interesting to see how this team is, you know, put together put together with Band-Aid right now because they've been so injured. It makes it more difficult, but it's a really good team that I think has a chance to go deep in the playoffs if they get the right piece up front. I still think they need one of those. All right, welcome back. We continue here. Bob Pompiani with you, and a reminder to follow our sponsors, Allegheny Health Network, Health for All. PNC Bank, make today the day. Number one, Cochran, go one better. Shendorovich and Fishman, and Ireland Contracting. Visit IrelandContracting.com. Title sponsors of the Nightly Sports Call. You can see that show every night, 7 nights a week, 10:35, Pittsburgh's CW, and I'm very happy that we've been able to sustain an almost an entire hour of hockey talk. I want more of it. We got this from Mark Schillenberg on Twitter, at KD Pomp. You can hit me up there. He says, thank you for making what I feel are the two most pertinent points a lot of people need to understand. Number one, we need two, possibly three goalies to win. And number two, you need Letang to win. None of them are going anywhere. And I agree, and that's what I've said, Mark. So Chris Letang is important for this team, and I know people out there, I see it already, they won one without him. I get it. This is a team, however, that needs those minutes, that needs a guy out there doing everything that he does. Does he take risk too much? Yes. That's part of his game. It's part of anyone's game. As long as you realize, and he needs, it's a work in progress with him still to this day, just to make sure that he knows when to take it, when not to take it. Yes, every now and then it's going to result in an on-band break. And when you got, you know, firepower like Tampa has, they're going to make you pay sometimes. But I still want Chris Letang on my team. Down the road, can there be a trade for him to somebody? I don't know. But right now, I'm not doing it. I'm not trading goaltenders. I think for me to trade anything, it's going to be a first-round pick or someone within my system, a prominent prospect. You may not like that because we're sort of geared in this town to keep prospects. Everybody loves prospects. But the truth is, most prospects never, and this is not so much true of hockey, but it is in other sports, specifically baseball. You hardly ever get what you think you're going to get. you know? And if I could win right now, if I'm a GM, if I know I could win and somebody's going to come in and help me right now to win and that's my goal, I think I'm not passing that up. And I think that's the way Jim Rutherford is wired right now. He's not very anxious to give away prospects that he likes, that he drafted especially. But in order to get what he needs, if he thinks this team could win, why would you pass that up? The days of Letang and Malkin, you know, they're already in 13 years. They may go another five strong. Build around it. Try to win now. Don't worry about that. And I'm okay with that. And like I said, I think it's the opposite approach of, you know, baseball teams that tend to want to kick the can down the road. I'm not willing to do that when I have a chance to win. I think everyone who's in a position to try to win should try to win. And that's not news for me. That's the way that's how I do business. And I realize there's a future cost to it all, but so be it. You're trying to win now. And if you win one, man, they're hard to get. If you get another one, it would take this team into an even more elite category. 412-928-9370 is that number to call. So you let me know if you want to talk more about this. I'd love to do it with you in terms of what the Penguins may trade, what they should trade. I think goaltenders are off limits. And where do you think, you know, I'm looking at this matchup situation because it's never too early. We're in February already. The playoffs will start in a month and a half or so. And when you see matchups that are intriguing, because I think there are some intriguing matchups, the question for the Penguins is, which of these teams would you want to match up with? As it stands right now, they're second. Columbus is third. Columbus is really playing well, like I said. They got this young goalie, and they're just building on him, which is why they made Bobrovsky available, because this kid was coming up. They knew him. Elvis Merliskins. I can't even say his name. Merliskins. I'm going to get this right. Merzlikins. Just call him Elvis. Merzlikins. He's been terrific. He got another shutout. I watched that game last night, and I was shocked. You know, he wasn't called upon with Detroit to make too many saves, but the ones he did were really good. And I think, you know, he's just carrying a team. Now, he may be playing way over his head, and I think at those numbers, five shutouts in eight games, it's way over his head probably, but he's going to be their goaltender moving forward, it looks like. Pittsburgh would play Columbus in the first round if that were the case. The Washington Capitals would take on... they'd get the first wild card team. And so that would be... Who would that be now? That would be Carolina, I think? Okay, whatever the case, Washington would do that. And the likely second round would be Pittsburgh-Washington if they both win and do what they're supposed to do. So, I don't know. You're going to face Washington at some point. I don't like the system where you meet them in the second round. It should be an Eastern Conference final, but so be it. That's the way it is. Anyway, the Penguins are in Florida tonight. That's not an easy team to play against, although Bobrovsky gave up seven goals, six actually, in his last game before he was yanked. Vegas won that game 7-2. The Penguins would like to get their power play in order. They got to shoot more. They got to do little things. It's funny how that works. It's the same group of players, essentially, and yet they get a 5-on-3 and go back to their old habits. And sometimes that's that. No matter who you are, you know, is the coach and who's chirping these instructional items to the players, they just revert back to trying to make the perfect play. Sometimes the perfect play is shooting. Just shoot the puck to the net and go to work. They have enough net front presence there to get rebounds, especially operating with a two-man advantage, and they didn't do it in that Tampa game. And that power play has been a problem spot all year. Even 0-for-6 in Washington, they got nothing to show for it, but they did win the game. 412-928-9370. We'll continue to talk this. I also want to get into XFL.
Popping it easy, brother.
Will you? Oh. Hello, Andrew Filipponi. Hey, Andrew, we did a whole hour talking hockey. How about that?
With calls.
With calls, just calls. That's it. How you doing? Why are you here again? Oh, because you're nationally owned and loaned. Huh?
Pony and Page.
Oh, Pony and Page is coming up right at 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay, good. You're everywhere.
Love you.
Love you too, Andrew. You can see Pony twice a week on a nightly sports call. Always quick, to the point, with very hot takes. 412-928-9370 is that number to call.